Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, let's get to it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Morning Mess. It's time for the staycation set up. That's right. It's time to catch up cheaters. Possible cheater live on your radio. Let's talk to June. Now, June, you received a picture from an unknown number of your actual boyfriend in bed with someone else.
Jeez.
That seems like a case closed situation, yeah. June, to be honest with you.
Yeah, Nico and I have been dating for 6 months. We met through one of the dating apps, and it's been going well so far. And I thought he was, you know, one of the good ones until the other day. And I received this picture of Nico laid up with someone else in their bed from some unknown number.
Hmm.
Yeah, they just sent me the picture with a text saying, "Is this your man?" And obviously, like, they cut their face out of it.
Oh, man. Okay, do they have clothes, or is this bucket naked, or what are we thinking?
There were not enough clothes. I couldn't tell for sure if there were any clothes, but it was completely shocking and, like, inappropriate. And
right.
I texted the number back multiple times asking who they were. When was this picture taken? How'd they get my number? But they just wouldn't reply.
Oh, when was this picture taken? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I called it, of course, and they didn't answer. And then they blocked me. And all I want is just some damn answers.
Right, right. Not through the picture. Obviously, you know your man. Is it your man? Is it like you can see tattoos or you can tell that that's his schlangdango? I mean.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, it's definitely him.
It's definitely him. So you call it. They don't pick up. My automatic wonder is, do you show your man? Is this you?
Oh, I showed him. But when I showed him, he was more upset about the fact that someone took a picture of him without his consent, rather than it being actual evidence of him being in bed with somebody else. Like, he told me it just had to be an old photo or a crazy ex, like being petty, but he swore that it's not recent.
Hmm. That sounds weirdo. If was he some player where he doesn't recognize the girl?
I just think that he's lying. And I don't know how to prove it, but my gut tells me that something is definitely going on and something is off.
Hmm.
Yeah, there's a reason someone sent that, for sure.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, like, JD, if someone took a nude picture of you hooking up with them and you're like, oh, that's so-and-so, you wouldn't know the girl, or is your body count that high where you're like...
Well, you know, I don't kiss and tell, but no, you obviously know.
Yeah.
You obviously know.
Okay, there's
100%.
Yes.
There's no in between. I think, you know, they were trying to do you a solid.
Right.
From an unknown number, they don't want any part of it. They're just like, I've done my job.
Like CNSA. Yeah. She's a girl's girl.
Exactly. Or she's throwing evidence. It in her face. Ayo. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. I don't think that.
You know, let's just do the staycation. We're going to call your man up. Actually, Sienna is, and offer him a free romantic hotel stay. But one question to ask this dude.
Yes. So I'm going to ask him who he wants to bring on the free romantic stay, and we're going to see who he says. And if he says another girl's name, then it's the mystery girl unlocked, I guess. So.
Okay, let's do it.
Hello.
Hello, may I speak to Nico?
It's Nico.
Hi, Nico. My name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel. I have some awesome news for you. You're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
No, I'm not interested.
Are you sure, Nico? We actually want to put you in our new penthouse suite with the honeymoon package, so I wouldn't want you to decline an offer like this.
No, there's always a catch. I'm not interested.
I mean, I will say the one thing we do ask from you is a review of your stay on Google or Yelp, and that's pretty much it.
So this thing's not going to cost me anything?
No, it's completely free. It helps us get, you know, business through our door, build our clientele, get more guests. So your review really helps us put our name out there, if that makes sense.
Yeah. All right. Okay, sure. Why not? I guess we'll do it.
Perfect. Well, congratulations, Nico. Now, to move forward, something fun we do here at the Aurora Hotel is address a sweet or saucy note to the guest you are bringing. So I can give you a moment to think on it. And whenever you're ready, I can write that note down for you.
Okay, Let's go saucy.
Oh, perfect choice. Okay, Nico, what are we thinking?
You know where my sweet spot is.
Oh, okay. Getting right to it. Perfect use of a saucy note here, Nico. I have that written down for you. So now one more question from you is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Her name is Mandy.
So you are a lying piece of s***.
Hello?
Yeah, so Nico, real quick, legally, we've got to let you know you're live on the radio. Our show is called The Morning Mess. We're with your girlfriend, June, who obviously has a few questions, June.
Oh, more than a few. Yeah, I came to you. I asked you about it. I showed you this picture, and you lied to my face.
What are you talking about? Is this really about that picture still? I told you that wasn't recent.
Oh, my God. It's not even about that anyway. This is more about the fact that you literally put down another girl's name. Like, is this the same damn person who sent me that picture? Don't lie to me. There's no reason.
I already told you I don't know who sent you that. It was old. How
liar.
Are you going to hold that against me? It was old.
You really think I'm that stupid?
She's not that stupid.
I'm not buying your bullshit.
Not no
because
more.
Because when you thought that I wasn't on the other end of this phone
you
call,
thought.
I
right, man.
You said the truth.
Well, you know what? Look, whatever you heard, it's not what you think it is. How stupid do you think I am that I'd actually fall for a phone call?
Pretty stupid.
You did. You just called yourself out. You did fall for it, by the way. And the note one more time said, Sienna?
It said, you know where my sweet spot is.
Come on now. Do you know where his sweet spot is, June?
I do, but I'm never going there again.
Okay. Mm.
Talk
stinky
about
pink,
it.
Stinky okay. pinky, huh? All right.
Wrong with you, man?
Nico, I think you should just admit it and see if she will forgive you, and we can get you some free counseling while you're at it.
Really?
Think about it. Be
you're
honest.
A idiot.
Be smart.
Okay? Whichever one of your little side sent me that, you can tell them that they can have you.
Yep.
They're doing me a favor.
Operation Stinky Pinky.
You know,
success.
You got serious problems.
You're actually way too crazy right now, and I don't want to deal with this.
I'm not crazy.
You guys seem like you got this handled.
Broken my face. Like, this is
sad
me
news.
Being
This is absolutely insane. What?
Yeah, I agree.
Are we done?
You're
come on.
Nico, you there?
You're really doing this?
Nico, you still there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I just want to make sure you're there to hang up on your denying ass. Hold on. Miss June, he was going to take that to the grave, but we all know he definitely was seeing this other girl on the side.
Yeah. I mean, I knew it, but, like, thank you for helping me actually get there.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to risk it to get the biscuit or a stinky pinky, baby. And not in this case, it was cheating, so you don't condone a stinky pinky.
No, not in this scenario.
Unless you're in a committed relationship, Sienna.
Is that the only time?
Will you tell me? Is that the only time?
I will plead the fifth.
Really hammering the point three different times, Joey.
Yes.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.